You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, what a phenomenal thing for you to say.
The Wire.
Labor recently proposed to implement compulsory financial literacy education in schools if they are re-elected. Many have welcomed this, with National also supporting this proposal. I spoke to Massey University Business School's Associate Dean Māori, Professor Matthew Roskrooge, about this proposal and the importance of applying a Māori lens to it. Labor recently proposed to implement financial literacy education in schools if they are re-elected. Why is it important for kids to be more financially literate?
I was a little bit surprised to find out it wasn't compulsory, which shows how long it's been since I was in high school. Look, it's incredibly important, especially when you think that a lot of young people, their first living situation is a really complex flatting environment, where they, as an adult, I mean, outside of the parents' home, where they're going to have to manage, I mean, not just their own budget, but the budget of the other people in the household. There's complex billing arrangements, complex rent arrangements. So, I mean, young people are really thrown into the fire a little bit when they move into that first home. And so there's not a huge amount of time to learn. And you think that it's incredibly important to develop that understanding in high school and even earlier. There's the role for the parents as well. It's not just the schools that need to be teaching financial literacy. We should be working with our children to help them understand your earnings, that the bills have to be paid, things cost money, how much the groceries cost, and why we can't just buy everything we want when we want it, those sorts of skills.
If this policy is implemented, are there any things in particular you would like to see included?
Yeah, I mean, you've got your absolute staples. So you've got budgeting, savings, investment, debt. Debt's a really important one, including myself. There are lots of people who, when they were young, perhaps didn't appreciate how debt can stay with you for quite a long time. It's something that you then have to service out of your future income. And then with the proliferation of Afterpay and readily available credit cards and lending at that scale, it's very easy for people to end up in quite unpleasant debt traps, and the penalties on some of those, if you miss payments, are colossal. So I think it's absolutely, debt is something that I think needs to be really clearly included. I'd also, at a stretch, like to see financial literacy pick up on sort of government-level finances, so giving people an idea of what tax is used for, and how governments manage their books. It kind of promotes civics, and it encourages young people, I think, to be engaged and think about the political process and understand what politicians are talking about when they're starting to talk about the budget and they're making these big spending promises or talking about tax cuts, what the implications of those might be.
What is the importance of applying a Māori lens to a financial literate policy?
There's two ways that we've talked about this a little bit among Māori, is how a lot of our young people are coming up with really poor financial literacy or coming from households that are less able to cushion them against debt and things like that. And so we probably have more need for good financial literacy among our people when we go out into the workforce or into college. So there's that sort of need. And then there's the idea that, well, how could we look at financial literacy from a Māori perspective, bring a Māori lens, bring in a sort of mātauranga Māori or even just role models from the Māori community who can talk to young people about how they've managed their money or how they've managed to find successful investments, especially because we're seeing so much entrepreneurism in the Māori economy. I mean, just amazing growth in the number of, in the size of the Māori economy and the number of businesses, small businesses that Māori are starting. And it's financial literacy is really important in helping to get started on that business journey and grow it. So I think from an aspirational perspective and also just from trying to find more by Māori for Māori or mātauranga Māori-based solutions, there's that need.
Is there anything you wouldn't want to see implemented?
Well, I mean, everything's got a trade-off, right? Unfortunately, I'm an economist. And so you do have that tension between adding more into the curriculum and finding space in the curriculum. So that's why I said there's an important role for families in teaching financial literacy. But if there is sufficient space, no, I think, I mean, basically all the usual topics. There's an interesting conversation about, I mean, we all remember, I don't know, I remember certainly home economics as a topic. It was heavily gendered, it was heavily geared around cooking and sewing and things like that, you know, but there is still At the kernel of home economics is a really good idea of teaching non-gender, just general skills around household management. And I've always wondered whether we need to not bring back home economics, but explore home economics again and see whether there is a version of that curriculum that is about teaching people everything from human development, how to look after kids at different life stages, through to nutrition, diet planning, through to financial literacy and household management. So yeah, I mean, home economics, I've always wanted to explore what that looked like in a maybe pre or immediately post-colonial Māori environment. What did home economics look like? How did we think about getting kai on the table? Where did we access it from? How did we know how much kai we needed to have? How did we allocate labour? Those sorts of things. It's certainly become a stale and unpopular topic, but I do wonder whether there's something good in amongst it.
On that topic, are there any other policies you would like to see proposed to help students, and particularly Māori students, gain financial skills?
Other than financial literacy, you could go a step further and you could do, I mean, we do, right, those investment clubs or even mock portfolios, or so people can get experience in trading or experience in managing money using simulations. I love video games that teach people about money as well, and I see no reason why we can't use more video games in our teaching. It's a great way. I mean, you're still managing a budget, you're still thinking about where to spend money. I'd like to see things like that start to creep in more around financial literacy, and I think it might be more engaging. Yeah, there's a lot that we can do in gamification of education that I don't think we've explored fully yet.
That was Massey University Business School's Associate Dean Māori, Professor Matthew Roskridge, on financial literacy in schools.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.